Good evening.
Good evening.
It's nice to be here again. So now it is the year 2011. And the end of the year is usually a time for taking stock a little bit, to looking at our life from a wider perspective. We wish each other a Happy New Year. And what does that mean? What would a good year look like? Would it be that we accomplish all our goals? That we finish that degree? That we get a better job? That we don't get sick? And would we be happy if we accomplished all those goals? I'm sure you studied the Fukan Zazengi at some point, and in it, Dogen says this: to carry the self forward and illuminate myriad things is delusion. That myriad things come forward and illuminate the self is awakening. So normally we do things with a purpose in mind. I cook dinner to have something to eat. I take a class because I want to learn something about a certain subject. I expect some result from the actions that I take. This is the way I carry myself forward. I have an idea in my mind of what I want, and I take steps to get there. I take steps to realize that idea of what I want. We have an agenda. And generally, we are aware of our agenda. We know what we want, and we go after it. And sometimes we are unaware of our agenda, especially in our daily interactions with other people. In those small daily events that we often don't pay much attention to, we may not be aware of our agenda, but we act on it anyway. And there's no telling what the consequences of that might be. So to become aware of our agenda, it takes careful attention to ourselves. We can ask questions like, what do I want from this situation? What is my secret or not so secret agenda here? What am I after in this encounter with this person? And we can widen those questions and ask them more broadly. And they go beyond an immediate situation. We could ask, what do I want from my job? What do I want from my relationships? what do I want from life? And last but not least, what do I want from practice? Such questions and some honest answers may prevent us from acting impulsively. And on unexamined assumptions. By wanting something for me, I carry myself forward. People and things become the means by which I accomplish something for myself. Oh, that thing is useful for me, so I want to have it. Or this is a relationship that I want to nurture because it might help me later on. Or if I practice Zazen regularly, I might become a better person. And all of this wanting and scheming and calculating, that is what Dogen calls delusion. It is self-centered. I am the center of the universe, and all else exists to serve me and my purposes. So what would happen if we turned questions around? Instead of saying, what do I want? We could ask, what does this situation ask of me? What does this relationship ask of me? What does practice ask of me? What can I do or say that would be useful or helpful in this situation? Or that would alleviate someone's suffering? Or that would help someone else to get what they want? When we find ourselves wanting to practice, I believe we have an impulse for wanting to help. Perhaps not right away, because when we first come to practice, we're usually in dire need for help ourselves. But after some time of practicing, we begin to see that getting something for myself is not where happiness lies. And what gets in the way of following that impulse of being helpful and useful to others? To encounter the myriad things that Dogen mentions, that present themselves to us every day, and to let them illuminate the self, as he says, to let them, the myriad things, show us who we are. What stands in the way of that? So in every encounter with anything, with people or with things, if we really look, we can see who we are. How do you react when you receive an email that is a little less than friendly? Or when someone tells you what to do? Or when you find yourself in a situation where you are being asked to do something that you do not want to do. Are you aware of the resistance, of the holding back, of the saying no? And where does that come from? Is it because what we're being asked to do does not fit our agenda? What would it be like if we let go of our agenda and let ourselves be guided by the circumstances as they arise? If we let the myriad things that we encounter every day show us where we are resisting, because what is asked of us does not fit the plan. What would it be like if we accepted our life as it presents itself to us in this moment? This accepting, this moving with the circumstances in this moment, that is what Dogen calls awakening. So at a Heiji monastery in Japan, things are cleaned every single day. The floors, the hallways, the steps. The monks just fly down those staircases with their cleaning rags, even though the stairs were just cleaned yesterday and they're not dirty. And any rational and results-oriented person would say, why is this necessary? The floors aren't dirty. Why do we need to clean? But cleaning is not done because something is dirty. Cleaning is done to show you your mind. If you say you don't need to clean because something isn't dirty, you are manifesting discriminating mind. A mind that looks for expected results before it will agree to do something. And this is putting the self forward, or carrying the self forward. Cleaning is done to clean. Cooking is done to cook. If you cook, you might end up with a nice meal, but the primary activity is the cooking itself. Let yourself be guided by what the situation calls for. Perhaps more water, more spices, more heat, less heat. Be attuned to the cooking itself, not so much to the results. Our delusion manifests in our attachment to the goals that we have set for ourselves. In the attachment to our agenda. This is our everyday life, where we discriminate between what we like and dislike, where we gauge ahead of time whether something is worth doing and what the possible results of our actions might be before we will do it. And we don't see the point of cleaning something that's already clean. So when we carry ourselves forward, we manifest discriminating mind. We discriminate based on our perceived self-interest. We like some things and not others. What we don't value, we ignore, because it doesn't enhance our life's plan. But that is the way in which we create our own world and our own karma. It is the way in which we distort reality and fall into delusion. And practice is an activity to help us see how the world really is, not as we wish it were. And in Zazen, we see our connection with all things. And nothing is less important than anything else. And nothing exists to serve me and my needs. So go ahead and make plans for the year 2011. But hold them lightly. Be ready to drop them or modify them if the situation calls for it. But mostly just be aware of how our self-centeredness gets in the way of happiness. And I wish you all a wonderful year 2011. Thank you. Does anybody have a question?
Discriminating and being open to what comes, is there must be a place somewhere for judgment about, even though we try to step aside from our agenda of what's good for me and see what's good for the situation or the larger world, if we're in danger or if we genuinely feel that we're in danger in some way, how do we, don't we still have to discriminate in some cases?
Yes, if you are in danger, of course, you step aside. You step out of danger if you can. Not discriminating doesn't mean you have to sacrifice yourself. So it's okay to preserve your life if you feel that that's what the situation involves. And it is often necessary to discriminate, even if you're not in danger. But try to discriminate not based on self-centeredness, on ego clinging. You cannot do more than one action at a time, so if you do one action, you cannot do another. And that is discriminating. If you cook, you cannot play the violin at the same time. So you're doing one activity and not another. But it doesn't mean that you're rejecting anything. You're just following your natural limitations. and you're focusing on one thing rather than another at this moment. I think we're done.